mobile.
KO4, HKX here.
Patrick, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. Finally getting woke up. Been a tough morning this morning.
As long as you ain't got the corona or the stomach bug, you doing okay.
Either one of them. I just got a case of the, can't get moving.
And I think the older we get, the more of that comes on in the mornings.
Oh, I'm sure feeling it this morning, that's for sure.
The advantages we got working, we get up and, you know, it's that bad. Well, we just tell the boss we ain't going to work that day.
Kind of gives me the evil eye when I tell her that.
Yeah, mine too, mine too. Hey, did you hear anything else back from BridgeCom?
Received it last night. I have it with me today. I haven't got it all set up, though.
Still, I just seen where they released the, what is it, 878 UV Plus 2 or something, the second generation. And I was like, man, maybe Patrick will get in on that deal and they'll just send him one of the new versions.
I'm not sure if they did or not. The only difference I could find was, was it would hold more contacts.
I've read a couple of different things on it, but nothing strictly from any tone as far as, you know, just looking at the specs and stuff. But that looked like basically what it was they might have made a couple of changes to APRS and then they added a whole bunch more contacts.
They doubled the contacts in it.
Well, I guess using it local around here and stuff, I mean, I don't know that you'll need that many, but I guess like with you getting on that hotspot and stuff, you may need more contacts. I don't know. I don't know how it'll work if you receive transmissions from somebody that's not in a contact list.
Sure.
BridgeCom went ahead and programmed yours up and put the code plug and everything in it for you, didn't they?
Yes, sir, they did. I'm just have to get it set up on the internet.
Cool deal. So have you been able to turn it on and just mess with it a little bit, see how it does?
I've got it with me, and I programmed in the repeater. I hadn't done any digital stuff with it.
You'll have to let me know how it does and everything. I hadn't been able to mess with mine much between being sick and now I'm behind over here on this job trying to get caught up. Put 15 recessed lights in. They're LEDs. And apparently I got a case of them that's not any good because I spent about 2 hours last night tracing wiring and stuff out and checking voltages. And I got a whole case of those LED pucks that they just won't come on. I guess the driver's bad in them or it's got a bad board or something. I don't know. I got to pull them down today.
Nice when you get a bad product like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember if these things are Leviton. I think that's what it is. I don't know. I got them from Crescent Supply down in Greer. I've had really, really good luck with their LED stuff. Seems to hold up, seems to be real consistent. Put them on dimmer switches and they don't flicker like some of the others do and stuff, so I can't complain too much out of all the stuff I've bought from them and all the stuff I've installed from them. This is the first time I've had a problem, and I called them, and they said, you know, just check them out good, and if they're just not working, I just take them back down there, and they'll exchange them, which is fine with me.
Best you can ask for, I mean, somebody to stand behind their product. No matter what you do, you're going to get something bad at some point in time.
It's about like TVs, radios, cell phones, whatever. I mean, if the company that puts them together gets a bad batch of components, I mean, it's just, you know, it is what it is. They didn't realize it until after the fact, and at least as long as they're willing to make it right, that's the main thing.
Really what matters, as long as somebody, like I said, will stand behind their product, that matters a lot there.
To get these tool trucks to stand behind their tools, you know, that'd be a big plus.
I don't know nothing about that. I ain't got a truck. Got no sight of getting one either.
Really? They giving you that hard of a time with it?
The new adjuster yesterday, she called and had no clue what was going on. didn't know how long the truck had been down, when the wreck happened, nothing. She knew nothing about it when she called me.
I came in midway to this conversation of what happened with the truck. I'm guessing from what I understood, you was in a wreck or something.
Kind of stop sign and T-bone me right in the door where you come in the back and totaled the truck. Knocked the rear end out of it, bent the frame, buckled the floor in the box. The box wasn't square anymore. He's going to have to replace the whole box and the frame on the truck. So they totaled it finally. She didn't have enough insurance. Neither did the owner of the car because it was not her car she was driving. So I've had to file it on my underinsured and uninsured policy, and now this is where we're at.
Ouch. Did you get hurt in it, or are you okay?
Banged up a little bit, but nothing major. I hadn't been going to the chiropractor, but that's nothing really new either.
I know it's a hassle to replace material things, but, you know, at least you're okay. That's a good positive out of it. I hate that it's being such a problem for you, though. It just, I mean, I understand. South Carolina's got minimum limits on insurance, and a lot of times it won't cover something, and it just makes it aggravating for everybody all the way around. I hate you having that much trouble with it.
Seriously hurt, and so that's a good thing out of it. And the insurance, my insurance has done more to hurt my business than the lady that hit me.
I'll ask. You don't have to say over the air. Is it one of the local companies?
Wait, I'm not in good hands.
That's all I needed to hear. That does not surprise me. I worked emergency services for 27 years and 10 and a half of them as a fire chief. And we had a program where if we done rescue on a traffic accident, that they would bill the at-fault insurance company for rescue operations because of the at-fault driver causing the accident and stuff. And that company you just referred to pretty much just, long story short, they don't care about nobody. All they want to do is keep their money in their pocket.
Definitely picking up on that right now. But, hey, listen, Russell, I'm going to have to jump out of here. I got customers looking at me. So I'm going to say 7-3s, but I'll be around all day. Just give me a shout. KO4-HKX. Clear.
Patrick, 73s. Hope you have a productive day, man. I'll talk with you later on. K2-RCL. Clear.